Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Joined by Billy Hogan, Liverpool's CEO, to discuss, first and foremost, what went on in Paris at the Champions League final. Billy, we've reached a stage now where, on Wednesday, we're expecting the release of a report that's really quite damning of the French authorities, of what's gone on, done by the French authorities. And I think this is an important point, that a lot of the investigative work that we've seen so far has been done by the French authorities about what went on themselves. Mm.
Yeah, well, I think at this point, we're not sure what it'll say. And I guess kind of going back to the beginning, Neil, we've been, as a club, adamant about the fact that an investigation needs to happen into what happened that night in Paris. And I think this is a part of that. And to be perfectly honest, we haven't been involved in this investigation and what the French authorities have done over the course of the last several weeks. So obviously we're very interested in what's going to come out. But we still are, feel strongly that the UEFA independent investigation needs to happen. That is beginning. And so this is an important step. And again, I guess we'll just have to react to what ultimately is put out.
Are you, are the club, are you personally, is the club as a whole now happy with the makeup of that UEFA independent panel? Or is that still something which you've had a lot of back and forth with UEFA about?
Yeah, well, we have had a lot of back and forth. I think from our perspective, we put forward some people that we thought would be appropriate to include in the panel. And thankfully, some of those people were chosen. Mm-hmm. So I think right now, based on the announcement, which was a week ago, in terms of the folks that are actually on that panel, we think that's something that we're encouraged by. But the next step really is, now there's going to be a face-to-face meeting that we're going to have in the coming weeks, and get a chance to sit down with the key people in that panel and really discuss what the process is, what the timelines are, and really making sure that this is not about speed, it's about making sure that we do it the right way. And that's really the next step in this process.
From the point of view of the French authorities, are you hopeful that we may well be able to push for a full, clear, frank apology for what's gone on in English, French, and Spanish? Is that something that you think that we could well get in the near future?
I think when you look at what happened on the evening, and I've said this a number of times, I think the fact that there were effectively people were blamed for showing up late, there was a number of different sort of accusations made before anybody had any clarity around what actually happened. And so my hope is that what the French authorities have done over the course of the last several weeks is to, in their mind anyway, get to kind of the bottom of what's happened. And I think absolutely there should be, the appropriate statement should be made, and apologies have come out of this, because at the end of the day, I was a part of those fans. I was in those crowds, and I saw what happened. And what was portrayed in the days following was not what I saw.
When you were dealing with that portrayal internally within the club, therefore you were part of it, there was a number of people in the club who were part of it.
Yeah.
For me, this is there was all the documented evidence first and foremost.
Yes.
All of this is one of the reasons why I think, where at least the French authorities are concerned, we've managed to reach, and we're not quite certain what point,
yep,
but we've managed to reach a point where their people part of this investigation were saying that it was lies the other day earlier on. Getting to that stage, I think at this point, very important then to help with that UEFA investigation, isn't it? If the French authorities have a settled version of events that is separate to those early statements, that can feed into the UEFA investigation.
I think it has to, right? I think, and you mentioned a lot of the accounts that we've collected, over 9,000 supporters have put down in writing effectively what their experience was. So I think all of the information has to be taken into account. And obviously there's been a number of different folks that have testified with this investigation from the French authorities. And I think all that information has to be taken into account. And hopefully, as you say, we're expecting that what comes out in the report will shed further light on what happened that evening.
The next sort of phase of that, for that report from the French, it will be good. The next thing that they can do is actually run almost like what we would see in the UK as a select committee style proceedings, people would have to testify under oath at that stage, not just at this point, which has been put information in. With reference to the main people, Tom Werner wrote an excellent letter about the French government, thinking of the interior minister, the sports minister. It will be good to create a situation where they were forced to explain why they made those statements under oath. Is that something the club will be able to call for, or are you waiting to see the content of the report?
Well, I think we wait and see what the content of the report is, and then from there we'll make the appropriate decisions.
Okay. When, to think about the way in which this has impacted the club as a whole, you've got the supporter base, obviously the people who we wanted to get to the end of the season, we wanted to have a fantastic end of the season, to that point, then sort of pull that all the way back to almost everyone we can think attached to Liverpool Football Club and include the players themselves. Jürgen spoke the other day of the fact that he had friends and family members caught up in it.
Yeah.
This is something which, you know, it did in the end manage to impact the club, I would say, in almost every capacity. I'm sure it's made the business of being Liverpool in this summer a little bit trickier as well. You didn't get the slowdown after Paris. The knock-on effects really are and have been quite significant. Do you feel as though we will get to the point where you feel there'll have been significant enough redress and acknowledgement for that at this stage?
From our perspective, I think there has to be. And that's why we've been adamant about the fact, even from, the Sunday when we got home before the parade, reacting to what happened on Saturday night and the comments that were made, totally inappropriate. And I think from our perspective, we've been saying since that moment, in fact, we've been saying it since during the match, that there needed to be an investigation and there needed to be a proper assessment of actually what happened and why it happened. Number one, we need to be focused on everybody and the impact of what happened in the evening. Our supporters, Real Madrid supporters, others that were there, maybe were neutrals, that were there as a part of the evening. The fan experience has to be addressed in terms of what happened in Paris. And beyond that, we need to understand and learn from what happened so that it never happens again. And we all know that there have been a number of other away trips that we've had as a club and that other clubs have had that are unacceptable from how fans have been treated. So we need to make sure that that doesn't happen as well.
You've obviously been in contact then with other clubs, with other English clubs around all of this. Have you found, without sort of naming names, without giving anything away, that is inappropriate. Do you feel as though Liverpool have been adequately supported by other English clubs in the arena, by the Football Association and so on?
We've heard from, I think, probably all the key stakeholders, including both local and central government in terms of their ability to help in any way possible. And I think, this is a process.
Yeah, of course.
And so, over the course of the last several weeks and over the course of the next few months, I would imagine that we'll be leaning on all of those stakeholders as we go forward.
And when the manager talked about all European aways, the idea of going to all the matches, you just made reference to it there. I've talked on Anfield Rap shows that, we had a very specific incident going all the way back in 2017 in Sevilla, which was very, very unpleasant.
Yep.
I'm sure you've heard a lot about that. It is time for that to change, isn't it? For me, I'm. You and I could argue, I suspect, endlessly about the nature of whether or not football supporters are customers and the complexities around that and how that's a difficult philosophical point. But the point is that people are paying a lot of money for these tickets, and all I think most people are asking for is just to be treated as guests, first and foremost.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, at the end of the day, these are incredibly emotional, incredibly important matches for everybody.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, as you said, you've paid for a ticket to go to a match, and you should be treated as such. And I think that what we've seen, and this is also, you mentioned some of the stakeholder conversations we've had with other clubs. This isn't unique to Liverpool.
No, not at all.
And I think that it's something that we want to make sure, coming out of this, that there is a way that fans are treated, and frankly anybody that comes to an event is treated. I don't think it should be any different than, football shouldn't be any different than any other event. People should be able to come to that event without fear and be able to attend that event. And we collectively, as all the stakeholders involved, need to take the right steps to make sure that the appropriate process is put in place to make sure that people can do that.
We're here in Thailand.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're at the open training last night. It was a lot of people having a great time, which I really enjoyed. I thought it was a lovely vibe around the ground last night. I can't wait. We're recording this. This might go out after this, but we're recording this before the game tonight. I honestly think it could be. It's going to be an absolute party around that ground tonight, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's been. Yeah, I think number one, it's just been great to get back out on tour. You know, the fact that we've not been able to tour since 2019, and obviously COVID, which has impacted everybody and certainly impacted us from the standpoint of preseason touring. So, number one, it's just great to get back out on tour and bring the club to, you know, to different cities around the world. And, you know, we've all been fortunate enough to travel with the club. And I think the reaction and the reception, the warmth, the enthusiasm, it's fantastic. It's really energizing. And so, yeah, as you said, last night was sort of the sort of pre-party to tonight, hopefully. So, and I think it's going to be great. I mean, it's obviously, you know, it's fun to bring such an important match here. At the same time, it's a friendly, you know, we're just getting going here. So I'm sure it'll be competitive, but, you know, we're just starting the process of preseason. And yeah, I think it's going to be a great evening.
Absolutely. Thank you very much to Billy Hogan.